Perek 2, Mishnah 13. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his disciples, "Go forth and see which is the good way to which a person should cleave." Rabbi Eliezer said, "A good eye." Rabbi Yehoshua said, "A good friend." Rabbi Yossi said, "A good neighbor." Rabbi Shimon said, "One who foresees the fruit of an action." Rabbi Elazar said, "A good heart." He said, "I approve of the words of Elazar, for in his words all are included."
At 70, I was taken by surprise. Sap rose in my limbs. New life sprung into my voice. Expecting to slow down, to move to a warmer place, I found the cold of the ocean flowing in my blood, refreshing the valves around my heart, my vital signs reviving, renewing. Was this supposed to happen at 70? At 70, the camera became my eye, catching the wind in the dunes, catching the ducks in flight, catching the world off guard, catching me off guard, expecting to be caned or lamed, not dancing wildly, madly in the storms, bursting on the New England coast, surging through my New England veins, aliving me at 70. Childhood gone, end in sight, and yet dying seems the distant star of origins and endings. Endings, yet a mystery. Origins, the lodestar of our lives, marking our destiny as much as DNA. Everyone, every people needs an origin story. My mother tells me, an adopted child, my story. Like baby Moses, I was plucked from a bed, not from a river, but a room full of cribs and babies gurgling and cooing. She tells me, "I fell in love with you the first time I saw you. The choice was made. Storks or bellies or cribs. Choice or blood. It's all about love." And like Torah, my story, historically questionable, sustains and nourishes at 70. My grandma Fanny at 70, gray-haired and braided like a well-formed challah, seemed old, really old. I remember her embrace, Shana Punam Zizes, pinching my cheeks with such love. My dad, a home movie buff, plays films of Fanny in reverse. She walks backwards. The food comes out of her mouth. We laugh so hard, and she the loudest. Can we reverse our lives? Walking out of the hard places, regurgitating the past? Everything can go, but the love. Is this the wisdom of the grandmas? At 70, children, grandchildren, mine, but not mine, step and missteps. Who puts the distance I feel between us? What keeps me from living, rejoicing in grandma? Is it I? Is it their mother, their blood nana? But they say, running in and out of my arms, "Grammy, Grammy, we have 3 Grammys." Would the real Grammys stand up? What can be my legacy to them? What of me will they remember? What can I teach them? That love has no blood. Love is of choice. Loving them is my choice at 70. I know my stepchildren, my grandchildren, my students, my nieces. I know they are not my children. And yet, I love them. My students deeply, my stepchildren cautiously, my nieces full-heartedly. They are all my legacy, my inheritors. Perhaps they will remember me, light a candle for me, know that I love them unconditionally with an unending love like my grandma. This is my legacy at 70.